you.
Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting from the RWB Network studios in New York, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
Let's get ready to rumble!
We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
She got chunked. You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report. Today, Wednesday, August 10th, 2016, and we're coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in rainy New York, and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Hey, do you guys listen to Snoop Dogg, or do you have to be drunk to listen to Snoop Dogg? Well, maybe it's a combination of the two, but 50 people, mainly minors, were hauled out of a Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa concert at Nikon Theater in Jones Beach over the weekend. Yeah, 50 people. All minors, they're drinking in the parking lot, they're having a great time, they're falling down, they're breaking their noses. I mean, we've probably all suffered worse than that over the course of our lives, but a lot of minors, and they're smoking weed, a lot of them were caught with possession of marijuana. This comes just a few days after 42 people were injured also at a Snoop Dogg concert. There was a railing, they were all piled up against it, and it collapsed, and they all went tumbling down. So, you know what? They should really leave the drinking in the parking lot thing to us. Leave it to the adults. We know how to handle it. Because when you guys get caught and you get in trouble, we have to suffer the consequences, because no more tailgating. It all goes away. So let us do it. You guys can't handle it. You can't handle it. All right. Let's get on to today's headlines. First, House Speaker Paul Ryan cruises to victory in his primary over businessman Paul Neelan. But did his victory speech sound a little bit like it was written by Barack Obama? And mainstream media once again takes aim at Donald Trump after he mentions the power of the Second Amendment at one of his rallies. Are they justified, or have they taken it just a step too far this time? Also, just days after deciding not to seek the endorsement of the nation's largest police union, Hillary Clinton receives the coveted, terrorist endorsement? All that, plus later on in today's show, we're going to speak with former NFL player turned author Burgess Owens about his new book. We'll also talk about one Senate hopeful that's praising the death of Justice Scalia. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why the Olympic diving pool turned green. Yep, I know why. I have the answer. I may have some expertise in this area. All that plus your daily dose of common sense you can only find here on the Rhino Report. But let's start the show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, we have some new articles up on the website, rhinoreport.com, rhinoreport.com. A new article went up, I think, yesterday, and we have a new one going up today. I know Tina is anxious for me to put it up. I'm going to put it up, I promise. I do promise. That is going up there. If you want to write for the show, you can write for the show. You can write for the website. Send me an article, about 400 words or better, something in that area. Send it to Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. We'll get you up on the site. We'll get you published. You'll get about 500 looks a day, 500 views a day. Check out all the old episodes of the show. iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Podbean, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, all over the place. Yes, we are on iHeartRadio. That wasn't easy. It wasn't easy, but we got there. We're there. And 12 midnight on klrnradio.com, 11 p.m. Eastern on k98talk.com, and live right now on Red Nation Rising Radio. We are all over the place. You can't avoid us. You're listening to The Rhino Report, the only place where radio kills the video star. We'll be back after this. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today. All right, guys, welcome back to today's Wednesday edition of the Rhino Report. Hope you guys had a good weekend, a good last week. We had some technical difficulties, no big deal. We posted a podcast. You guys liked it. I mean, it got a ton of hits. The podcast got a ton of hits. So thank you for that. And I hope you're joining us live now. If not, I told you where you can listen later tonight or on podcast. So check those out for sure. And you can follow me on Twitter, @RhinoOnAir. All right, so we're watching the Olympics. I don't know why we're watching them, but we're watching them. Because the games, the sports, whatever you want to call them, they stink. They stink. What is it, like competitive stamp collecting, lawn darts, Parcheesi? The Summer Olympics are just, to me, they're an abomination. They're terrible. I don't like watching them. I didn't know that we had a 10-meter Olympic air rifle team. 10 meters. I could do that blindfolded. 10 meters. I was shooting squirrels from 100 yards away when I was 12 years old. How come I'm not on that team? But I guess we won the gold, so that's good. Now, everyone's talking about some pictures we've been seeing lately. Now, not just the picture of, like, 15 people helping Hillary Clinton up the stairs. We've all seen that. As much as mainstream media has tried to keep that away from our vision, we can't see things that are negative against Hillary. We're not allowed to see those. But the other thing, the other picture that's making its rounds now is the picture of these two pools. Now, these pools are located at the Maria Lenk Aquatic Center in Rio. It was built for these games. And on the left side of the picture, you see the lap pool, the Olympic-sized lap pool. And it's nice. It's crystal clear. It's blue, whatever you want to call it. And then the diving tank on the right side, green, swamp green. Now, they have no idea what's wrong. They have not the first clue what's wrong with it. They're saying algae, and I'm calling BS on that. It's not algae. I can tell you what it is. I have worked in pools for a long, long time. Commercial pools, municipal pools, Olympic-sized pools. I ran the pool for the Goodwill Games in 1998. I know pools. Residential pools. This is not algae. This is what's called a hydrostatic valve. That's the problem here. When you put a pool near water, the water table is high. So you put these valves in the bottom of the pool called hydrostatic valves. And what they do is when the water table rises a little bit, it lets a little bit of the groundwater into the pool. If it doesn't do that, too much pressure builds up under the pool, and it will actually lift the pool out of the ground. Yeah, concrete and all, it'll come up out of the ground a few inches. I've seen this happen. I've seen pools come up 2 feet out of the ground. It doesn't matter the size. The pool is very small comparatively to the force of Mother Nature. So what has happened here? What has happened is at some point they probably had a power blip and the pump shut off. Okay, there's probably two or three pumps in the main pool and probably one pump on the diving tank. And when this all shut off, one of the hydrostatic valves got stuck open. So it's letting seawater get now into the pool. It's not algae. Algae does not form within 12 to 24 hours of the pump being shut off because there's already chlorine in that pool. Whether it's a salt system and it has ionized chlorine or if it's regular liquid chlorine, whatever it is, that chlorine takes about a day to burn off. You would not have algae in that pool after just 24 hours. So that's seawater they're swimming in, seawater. Now they're saying they tested the water and it's fine. It's fine, nothing wrong with the water, just keep your mouth shut, I guess. Don't swallow it. It doesn't look fine. And for the divers, it has to be a nightmare because they use different reference points when they're going off those 10-meter boards. I've jumped off those 10-meter boards. It's a scary, scary thing. They're doing flips and everything else. This might actually be a sport, by the way. But it's throwing their whole vision off. Okay, when they're up in the air, they're seeing a blue pool across the deck a little bit. They have a green pool down, and they can't see the bottom of the pool. They can't see the bottom, so very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. Now, at one of the guys here says, this Mario Andrada, he said that, you know, he doesn't know why they changed colors. Doesn't know why. Maybe the filter isn't working. So if the filter isn't working, how can you say it's safe to swim in, first of all? First of all, if your filter shuts down in this country, the health department comes in and they shut you down. They give you a blue violation, a red violation, whatever the code is in your area, they shut you down. I have dealt with this many, many, many times over the course of my life. So they don't know what's wrong. They're going to say it's algae. Not algae. Not algae. It's seawater. It happens very, very quickly. A lot of pools along the coast, and anyone out there who's a pool operator, you know this. If those hydrostatic valves get hung open, it just pours that groundwater into the pool, which would be more green, potentially, than regular just seawater flowing in because it has organic materials and whatever else in it. So that's the answer. If they want to fly me to Rio, they want to fly me down there, pay for my stay, stick me in the Olympic Village, I'll help them. But it comes at a cost. It comes at a cost. My time is valuable. All right. What else do we have here? That's just, we got to get that out of the way. Got to get that out of the way. You've seen this picture. It's a crazy picture. You got to see it. I'll put it up on the website, actually. After the show, I'll stick it up on the website. What do we have here? Speaker Ryan, he wins. Right? He wins his primary up there in Wisconsin's 1st District. Now, this is a good demonstration. This is a good demonstration of how we really can't believe everything we see when it comes to polls. The polling data was very, very strong for Paul Nealon. Businessman Paul Nealon, who happens to actually be in the water filtration business. Isn't that odd? Maybe they should send him down there. I mean, he's looking for a job now, I guess. But, so, Paul Ryan wins. He got 84% of the vote, and Nealon got like 15%. And this is all after, I mean, Nealon had Ann Coulter up there with him campaigning. He had Sarah Palin. Now, I don't know what kind of influence Sarah Palin still has. I know she has a certain sphere of influence. You know what? I'm a little surprised he didn't do a little bit better than 15% here. Some of the polls we were seeing back in May, late May, I think it was May 23rd, Paul Ryan had a 73-point lead. Now, by the beginning of August, that had evaporated. Nealon was up 5 points. And then, just a week later, Paul Ryan wins. I mean, this isn't a mandate. It's not a landslide. It's a good old-fashioned butt-kicking. 84% is a butt-kicking. Were there any shenanigans? Probably not. Probably not. If it's within a couple of points, maybe you say, I don't know, some people who passed away 20 years voted. Something like that. But hey, listen, Paul Ryan won, and he has been called. He's been called a globalist by Nealon and others. Did Donald Trump's endorsement of Paul Ryan do this for him? I don't know. Because it wasn't a ringing endorsement. It wasn't an endorsement where Trump was up there full-throated saying, I support this guy, he's the best speaker, he needs to win. Nah, he read it like he was reading a hostage script. That's kind of how he read it. I support Paul Ryan. Da, 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 da. And he was looking down. He wasn't looking out. I mean, it was worse than some of his prompter gaffes. It wasn't a really good endorsement, and it didn't make a lot of news, really. It made some news, a blip here or there, not something that we saw endlessly for days at a time, like Donald Trump going at it with this Kazir Khan, right? That stupid little dust-up they had. That, I mean, they're still talking about that. But this was a big endorsement. It was big for a few different reasons. One, Paul Ryan appeared to need it. He appeared to need it. And number two, you know what? Donald Trump sort of abandoned what he was doing. This whole movement against the establishment, against the GOP elite, the elite class that just doesn't want to back him. He sort of abandoned his people to go and now endorse really the GOP establishment's leader, their leader. So I don't know that this was good for anybody except Paul Ryan, to be completely honest with you. Donald Trump has to get a little better. He needs to get a little better. He needs to consolidate the message. He's not doing that right now. He's still punching down. He could have punched down on Paul Ryan here, and it would have sent a huge, huge message. We're going to keep talking about this. Plus, we'll talk about Hillary Clinton's terrorist endorsement and what Donald Trump said yesterday at a rally about the Second Amendment that most of you have heard, but you haven't heard the real story. We'll be back in a minute here on the Rhino Report.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right. For you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right. In Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced your current mortgage in the last few years, you could be losing thousands of dollars a year by paying too high of an APR. And the place to call is LendingTree to find out how low you can go. We can match you with lenders offering some of the lowest rates APRs available. Some APRs are lower than 3%. Imagine how much money you can save every month if your current mortgage is at 6% or higher. And all it takes is one free call to LendingTree to match you with a lender who may be able to lower your current home mortgage rate. Learn how to potentially save thousands by refinancing your current mortgage. Call LendingTree right now. NMLS 1136.
800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. That's 800-628-5067.
All right, guys, welcome back to today's show, The Rhino Report, here this Wednesday, rainy Wednesday here in New York, but that's okay. I've been complaining for, 2 weeks now about how hot it was and humid. Well, it's humid now, but it's rainy, so it's cloudy. Not too bad. Not too hot here in the studio. Sometimes it's, really hot. It's like an oven in here, but today, not too bad. Not that you guys really care. Not that you really care, but I do. So we watched Paul Ryan win. He just lambasted businessman Paul Nealon, 84-15, and that's the preliminary number. It may go up for him. Regardless, this will not be contested. It's not in that realm. But in his little victory speech, he says, "In times as uncertain as these, it is easy to resort to division. That stuff sells, but it doesn't stick. It doesn't last. Most of all, it doesn't work." Now, where have we heard that line of crap before? That is straight out of the Barack Hussein Obama playbook when talking about Donald Trump. Straight out of it. Almost verbatim. We could almost say he cribbed it, right? Almost like Melania Trump cribbed the speech from Michelle Obama. Was that cribbed? It sounds exactly the same. It's exactly what President Obama says about Donald Trump, about division, and it sells, but it doesn't stick. I couldn't believe it when I heard it. Now, people have said that Paul Ryan and Obama have this little bit of connection really over TPP. That's what it's all about. It's a legacy thing for both of them. But after Donald Trump, even though it wasn't a good endorsement, it wasn't the best endorsement in the world, Paul Ryan still uses this line that has been used by Democrats about Donald Trump. It makes you wonder, what is really wrong with Paul Ryan? He's been accused of being a globalist. Just days before this primary, he met with 400 donors at a Koch brothers retreat outlining this whole globalist agenda, which is very similar to what Barack Hussein Obama does, very similar to what we heard at the opening ceremony in Rio, the Olympic world, the one world government. Now, we don't do conspiracy theories here, but we do question people's motives. And we could question Paul Ryan's motives here. After all this, after Donald Trump does something he doesn't want to do, he reaches almost across the aisle, in essence, to the GOP establishment. This is really a punch back at him, because he's reiterating what Obama says about Trump. Now, Paul Ryan wasn't specifically addressing Donald Trump here, but it sounds like it. It sounds like it. And then yesterday we learned there are 50 or so Republicans out there who will not be supporting Donald Trump. Well, there's more than that. But these are senators and ex-military and whatever else. They're not going to support. Well, you know what? If Hillary Clinton wins, everything that happens beyond that, we can really turn to you and point blame. That's what we can do. Susan Collins, all of these people. If you don't want to get behind the nominee, and even take people like Ted Cruz, take John Kasich, take Jeb Bush, the ones who signed the pledge. Begrudgingly, Donald Trump signed the pledge, right, to support the eventual nominee. And that whole pledge was done for him so he wouldn't run independent. It was a scare tactic by the RNC. Everybody else signed it willingly. Yeah, of course we'll support the nominee. Of course we will. Well, why wouldn't we? Well, here they are going back on their word. Now, we shouldn't be surprised that politicians are going back on their word. That's the natural order of things. But we have our job, too, and our job is to get rid of these people by voting them out. That's what our job is, then. But the people who refuse to come over and support the nominee, I got news for you. Donald Trump is not dropping out prior to September 1st. There is no way they are going to let a 168-member committee of the RNC pick the nominee. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. As much as mainstream media wants to lean on that, it will never, ever in a million years happen. Donald Trump's a New Yorker. We don't quit. We don't quit. But the 50 people and the growing number of people in positions of power who refuse to support the nominee, you will be blamed. You will be culpable. We've talked about culpability on this show many times. Many, many times. If Hillary Clinton is elected, and she takes away guns, and she gets rid of the Hyde Amendment, making public funds available for abortions, if she does everything she says she's going to do, you are culpable. Now, is that something they're willing to live with in their districts? I don't know. It certainly seems like they think their constituents are too stupid to realize. That's what it sounds like to me. All right, when we come back, we are going to talk with Burgess Owens, former NFL player, Super Bowl champion, now an author, about his new book. His new book called Liberalism, or How to Turn Good Men into Whiners, Weenies, and Wimps. This is going to be a good one. I think you'll enjoy this. Hang in there. We'll be back in just a few minutes, and then later in the show, we're going to talk about polls. We got polls to talk about, and we got to talk about an endorsement that Hillary Clinton got. Guys, hang in there. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic. Angelo's and Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items, plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our Express Lunch Buffet, $8.95, with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call and look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
Money is a big part of our lives, you know that. Each of us spends, saves, and invests money, but money is changing. Global currency changes are shifting trade like never before, transforming the dollar and impacting every asset we own. The U.S. dollar is now at risk. Swiss America's new 2016 World Money Report outlines what this means for your money and your retirement accounts, and the report is absolutely free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Money is now made and lost faster than at any other time in history. Winning and losing often depends on what you know and when you know it.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Free 2016 World Money Report today.
All right, welcome back to the show. We are joined now by former New York Jet, former Oakland Raider, Super Bowl champion, and current author, Burgess Owens. Burgess, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure, and I'm really looking forward to our conversation. Very topical, to say the least.
Oh, absolutely. Now, before we get into the book, isn't this like one of the best times of year? It's like the 2 weeks leading up to Christmas, with football season starting in like a couple of weeks.
It depends on if you're out there working out, preparing for it, or if you're just waiting for them to get ready to get on the field. So for fans, it's a great time. For the players, I don't know. It's going to be a rough time for them.
Yeah, I can tell you as a New York Jets fan, I am cautiously optimistic at the least. I can tell you that. All right, I want to talk about your new book here, Liberalism or How to Turn Good Men into Whiners, Weenies, and Wimps. You spent about 10 years in the NFL. During that time, did you consider yourself to be a conservative, or was that something you figured out kind of later in life?
No, I was always politically active. I was very liberal at the time, a Democrat, because in our environment growing up down south, that's what we did. We voted as Democrats, even though I've always held conservative values. I grew up with conservative values. It wasn't until after I left the NFL, began a business of my own, recognize that the opportunities out there in our country are so unique and so important for us to understand. And at that point, I began to realize how powerful conservatism and the American way, and how the liberal factor has demeaned our race and taken us off track. And I'll get into that as we get into our conversation a little bit.
Sure. You know, I think it's funny because they say, if you're not a liberal when you're 20, you don't have a heart. If you're not a conservative when you're 30, you don't have a brain. But what happens is you go to start a business. As a small business owner myself, I can tell you your values become very, very fiscally conservative awfully quick when you start seeing where your money is going with every dollar you try to earn is just harder and harder. Is politics something that's discussed in a locker room, or is that time kind of spent just focusing on your opponent and politics is kind of out of the equation?
No, politics is not really a big factor in that time. Keep in mind, the athletic world is a world of entertainment, and it's very easy to get caught up in a world of entertainment. Money comes easy, praise fans are coming at you all the time. So there's a tendency of kind of thinking that you're a little bit different. And I can remember back in the days of playing ball, my concern is that I knew that I could make it, but everybody couldn't run the 440 like I did, or the 450, or the 50-yard dash, mm-hmm. or the same kind of weight. So I put my thoughts of succeeding with my physical abilities, and that's not the American way it works. It's basically all the other things that have nothing to do with the physical that allows us to succeed. Most of it is the desire and attitude and work ethic. So I was able to take those same trainings off the field, put it into the real world, and try and fail and succeed and fail and fail and fail and then succeed. That's the process, and that's what you really learn when you get out there. It's not an elevator. It's a process of working your way up step by step and dealing with the setbacks at the same time.
Absolutely, absolutely. You wrote your first book in 2012, and in that book you wrote about the progressive agenda and how it affected the black community. Did you catch a lot of backlash from the community when that book was published?
Yes, and this is the thing. As a black conservative, it comes with the territory. You know, I was very, very fortunate. And if I could just say this, Ryan, just kind of as a backdrop, because I think it's important that your listeners understand the success of my race prior to liberalism. From 1865 to 1965, we were the most competitive, Christian-based, moral a race in the nation at that time. Over 50% of blacks across the nation were part of the middle class. This was in the days of segregation. We had the highest percentage of entrepreneurs. We had the highest percentage of men committed to marriage. By the way, that's now 70% of men not committed to the family or marriage. We were so competitive as black entrepreneurs that the white Democrats had to put together a law called the Davis-Bacon Act in 1932 to protect the white unions against black entrepreneurs. So it was a very conservative area to be in and be a part of, and of course that's what I like everybody to note as we talk about the betrayal of that same liberal ideology.
You know, I got to tell you, you are very, very well educated in this area. And prior to writing that first book, was there any specific event or action that served as a kind of like that catalyst for you to say to yourself, you know what, I got to speak up, I got to be a strong voice in my community?
It's been a process with me. That's a good question, because I think with all of us, it's kind of a mindset, and in most cases, particularly the black community, it's a paradigm shift. It's not an easy thing to understand or recognize that your thinking is totally off base. And with me, I happened to be around conservatives. We had debates continually, as I would define what liberalism was. It wasn't like communism or socialism, and they would define what conservative really was. It was a long-term debate, and as I began to think through it and then reflect back, I could reflect back on a defining moment to me when in my successful community, I remember the welfare program coming in, and I remember thinking, even at that young age, there's something wrong with women being given financial incentives to sit at home and do nothing, not get married, just have babies, not go out and work, and for the men not to come home and be to oversee their family. I felt there was something wrong about that. It wasn't until much later on when I realized that was the beginning of the denigration of our basic family unit. And I realized that is what liberalism does. It demeans the idea of manhood, womanhood, and the family in a big, big way.
Have you seen Dinesh D'Souza's new movie, Hillary's America?
I have, and I'm going to suggest everyone sees it. As a matter of fact, I think it's a visual presentation of what my book is all about. It does such a great job of explaining the stealth of liberalism, absolutely. And by the way, let me just say this. I'm sorry, Ryan, I didn't quite answer your last question in terms of the feedback and pushback. The point I was making is I'm a proud American first. I love my race. Sure. I love my country. And I tell you, to be honest with you, I was taught you stand for what you believe in. And I could care less about what people think as long as I feel I'm being respected, as long as I feel I'm correct in my thinking. And at this point, my thought, my goal is to resurrect the black race and to keep our country from going over the abyss of socialism. And for me to get heat because of this truth and to get people thinking, to me, is a pleasure and is an honor. And I look forward to any debate I can on this in this area, because we need to fight to get our country back.
I think you're doing a great thing. I think Stacey Dash is doing a great thing. I think Dinesh D'Souza is doing a great thing. And I want to keep going with this. You're going to hang around for the next segment, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the book and really get into what your motivation was behind it. We're talking to Burgess Owens, the author of Liberalism, or How to Turn Good Men into Whiners, Weenies, and Wimps. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. So you've missed the healthcare debt. Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
The legends of Kaanapali Luau at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel will take your breath away with an abundant feast, spellbinding dances, and music from Le Pono Productions. Be greeted with a lei and browse to see island crafts made by local artisans. As you hear the poop or conch shell blow, your luau experience will begin. The featured entree is a whole roasted pig and a bountiful menu of some of Hawaii's favorite food choices. Oh, you can't forget our famous made-in-house taro poi. As your night comes to an end under the spell of the moon, be amazed by the famous firewalk. By the end of the night, you'll be full, and we hope you'll have made new friends and some forever memories while you continue to listen to music from Maui's local Hawaiian musicians every Monday night at Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel. Kaanapali Beach Hotel, voted best Aloha Spirit by Hawaii Magazine readers. Call 667-0128 or visit legendsofkaanapali.com for your exciting island adventure.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Rhino Report. We are still joined by Burgess Owens, NFL football player, Super Bowl champion, and author of Liberalism, or How to Turn Good Men into Whiners, Weenies, and Wimps. Now, in your book, in your new book, you talk about the NAACP Trojan Horse strategy. Can you explain a little bit about what that is?
Thank you for the opportunity. And this is what people have to understand. If you see that movie, the Hillary's America, you realize the Democratic Party has always been a party of stealth and always been a party of anti-black, even though they present themselves as friends to us. The NAACP in 1910 was not begun by black men and women. It was begun by white, socialist, atheist, race control Democrats. The total antithesis, by the way, of the Martin Luther King's Christian capitalists and entrepreneurs and pro-life and community. And what they did, they used the black face of W.E.T. Boss, another socialist, ended up being a communist and denounced our country later on, as a face to introduce through the crisis their message of liberalism and integration and demeaning our race in different ways. That trust is still today the black race, as they trusted the NAACP, they now trust BET, Black Entertainment Television. And it's not a black organization. It's owned by white, wealthy Democrats, the Redstones and Viacom. And what they've done since 2001 is firehose my community with anti-police, anti-white, anti-American, pro-abortion, liberal filth. So if you wonder why there's such an angry urban community, it's because of programming. It's because of breeding. And what the Democrats have done, they've bred it with using black misery as a political strategy, my race for their votes. And they're breeding our daughters for their abortion cartel. And that's actually the essence of the deep and dark heart of the Democrats. And that's where black Americans, if they can pull themselves back, because there's an answer, Ryan. I'll just say this real quick. There's an answer. It's a very positive one. There's 20% of black Americans who have the same beliefs that I do. They love their country, love their race, love their kids, believe in a God in heaven. But yet we still have been voting for the Democrats thinking that they're our friends. Let's pull ourselves back. Let's look at the issues, look at the values and principles. And if we're capitalists, if you're a black capitalist out there, don't vote for socialists, black or white. If you're a Christian, mm-hmm. ask yourself what the Christian values really stand for. And if you're voting for an atheist or a socialist, you have to wonder if you truly are. Educating our black kids, we need to make sure we're not voting for those who only believe that the elitists should be educated. And as we believe in God, that our kids are special, the sanctity of life, we cannot continue to vote for the Margaret Singers out there, the black and whites, that believe that our kids are nothing but weeds. That deals with the heart of our community. If we cannot stand for our own babies, we cannot truly look at ourselves as being worthy of anything else.
Interesting. So why do you think it is, given the history of the NAACP and their founding and BET, and I imagine a few people out there know the truth. They know what's really going on. Why do you think the community kind of holds them up on a pedestal still?
Well, there's a couple things. Someone, there is a group. Most black Americans don't know. They're not been educated. It's been hidden. These guys hide behind the curtains. No, most people have no idea that the BET is not a black organization, or the NAACP start off with racist white Marxists. And there's another side of it. There are what I call the royalty black class, and these are the socialist, wealthy, elitist blacks who are doing okay for themselves, but have no empathy at all, zero empathy for the other parts of their race. It's called class versus race. And with socialists, it's always class versus race, and they always believe themselves as being part. So that's what they're dealing with. Is we're dealing with a class of blacks who have really betrayed our race by not standing for the same success and opportunities they have for those who aren't quite as fortunate or don't see themselves as fortunate.
Do you think President Obama is fit into that class of people that doesn't
Absolutely.
Care about
no,
the
no
black
question.
Community?
He's yeah. the head of the class. He is the head of class. And I tell you that, as an example of what I mean by that, we have 90%+ of black Americans voting for that guy. And tell you what happened. His very first act in office, his very first act was to take 2,000 poor kids out of a successful voucher program. 93% that were graduating and going on to college, he took them out and then put them back in those failing schools because he didn't want those kids going to the schools with his kids. It's an elitist, socialist process. And I know it hurts people's minds and hearts to know this, but our black president is a socialist. He's not. And if he really cared about the black race, there should have been a national forum about the 83% of black males across our country that are unemployed. They could care less about the black race. They can care less about the
wow.
black lives. And that's a problem.
Wow.
We have to accept that, debate if we need to, but at some point we have to understand we cannot continue to vote for those who are hurting our race and our progress.
What's interesting is we're seeing almost the same number, just via polls, and I know polls don't mean much right now, but we're seeing almost the same support for Hillary Clinton that Obama got. Very interesting, right?
It is because, again, a lot of it is once we bought on to the trust of the party, and that's why that movie is so important and my book is also important for those who care. And I'm not trying to convert the entire black race. I know that's not going to happen. My focus is those who can say with confidence and with every bit of pride and with a brave heart, say that all lives matter. Because believe it or not, that statement in the black community is one now that will get you a lot of grief. Those who have
wow.
the courage to still say that all lives matter are the ones that I would say, pick up my book, please. Read about our race, where it was. We'll read about where our race, where it is today. And those on the other side, the socialists, the Marxists, blacks and whites, the Democratic Party that has really been an anti, every bit of their process, their laws, has been against the black race. And where we are today is because we
bought
into it and believe.
Now, absolutely all lives matter. Thank you for being here. Thank you for saying that. This is Burgess Owens, author of Liberalism, or How to Turn good men into whiners, weenies, and wimps. Thank you for being here. We're going to have you back shortly. Guys, stay tuned.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by CBC Funding. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your structured settlement, annuity, or pending lawsuit? It's true. If you are receiving a structured settlement spread out over time and you want a lump sum amount delivered immediately, then you need to call CBC Funding. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Structured settlements are commonly used to resolve personal injury lawsuits. Annuities, they're designed to spread payments out over 10 or 20 years. For many of you in need of money today, this simply does not work. If you have a structured settlement and you want cash now, call CBC Settlement Funding. Here's the number. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, guys, welcome back to this last segment of our Wednesday. Today's Wednesday. I'm all over the map. All over the map today, because it's not every day I get to talk to a Super Bowl champion. Not every day I get to do that. That was really cool. Great book. You got to pick it up. Got to pick up that book. Maybe I'll put it on the Rhino Book Club part of the website. We don't have one yet. Maybe I'll make a page called the Rhino Book Club. All right, let's talk a little bit here about Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton had to disavow the endorsement of the Orlando nightclub shooter's father. The father was there. He was in the stands. He had the red hat on. I think it was like an Acura hat. Now, of course, there are people all over Twitter saying it's the red hat, and he was planted there, and he wants to make America great again, you know. All this garbage. So Sadiq Mateen, who apparently was like running for president in Afghanistan, he has some YouTube channel. He was at this rally that they're saying was like 3,000 people. Nah, not 3,000, dozens. There were dozens of people. She is drawing nothing, no crowds. She's had to cancel rallies across the Mid-Atlantic because nobody's showing up. Nobody cares. That's why you have to throw these polls out. I don't care what they're saying right now. We saw a huge upset, if you're going to go by the polls, in Wisconsin. They were way off. They had me fooled. So this Sadiq Mateen, he's standing behind Hillary, and it took a reporter, I think from like Fort Lauderdale or something like that, to say, hold on, isn't that Omar Mateen's father? And they talk to him after the thing, and he goes, oh, yeah, well, we're Democrats, and anyone could be a Democrat, and anyone can join. And it took the Clinton camp about 24 hours to disavow. Now, if this was Donald Trump, if he was there at a Donald Trump rally, mainstream media would be hammering this until, from the minute you woke up until the minute you went to bed, all you'd hear about is how terrorism support, ISIS supports Donald Trump. That's all you'd hear about. But mainstream media, nothing. 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 You know what they were focused on? They were focused on Donald Trump saying that Second Amendment supporters should go out and vote for Hillary. That's what they were focused on. He threatened her. He threatened her, he said. He was talking about how she wants to take away guns at his rally, and that if she gets to pick judges, there's nothing we can do, and they're going to take away guns. And then he says, although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is. I don't know. He's referring to them voting. That's what he's referring to, the large masses of Second Amendment supporters that will go out and pull a lever this November. That's what he was referring to. But nope, mainstream media, he made a threat against a presidential candidate. How many death threats are made every single day on Twitter, on social media, against Donald Trump or against police officers that don't get investigated? I mean, in fact, Twitter encourages it. They kick off people like Milo for fighting with Leslie Jones about how terrible her movie was, but they encourage the outward disdain and call for violence against people like Trump or cops or conservatives, for that matter. Conservatives. So mainstream media was focusing on this. They say that the Secret Service has to investigate. This is a big deal. This is a big deal. We can't let Donald Trump make threats if they're veiled, if they're not there, if it was just in a joke he's threatening. This goes towards his ability, his temperament. He won't be a good leader. But no, that's what we're hearing. That's all you've seen for the last 24 hours. Even Fox News is guilty of it. Newsmax, OAN, they're all guilty of it. But did you see much? Did you see much about a terrorist's father standing behind Hillary Clinton? Did you hear much about that? Maybe on Fox you saw it, but that was about it. Newsmax, OAN, maybe here and there. That is way more important. The fact that terrorists will openly support Hillary Clinton is a travesty. It's an abomination. Absolutely, guys. All right, it's been fun today. Hope you guys had a good time. As always, a huge thank you to those serving our country at home and abroad, and a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Who picked this music? I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.